In 1999, cusp of the millennium, height of Gen X irony moment. I was working in Patterson Park in community development. I heard about a woman, Trixie Berniston, who was pulling together, performed here many, many, many times, who was pulling together people to do something that was going to turn out to be a water ballet. And I said, give me her number. And got in touch with Trixie. The whole event, the whole show we built was very collaborative. It was very organic. It kind of just happened. Megan Hamilton from here helped us. Before this existed, it was still some ladies in a restaurant pulling together stuff in the Patterson Park area. She helped us do some PR and rent chairs and that kind of thing. We did it. Huge hit. We all loved it. Everyone that saw it was like, I've never seen anything that made me feel like this before. When's the next one? So Melissa Martens, one of the other co-founders, wanted to do a roller skating show. So she's like, let's just keep going. We're going to do a roller skating show, Poe on Wheels. It's the mask of the Red Death on roller skates in Patterson Park. We had no sound equipment, no lights, no security. No, we like roller skated there and did a show. So as we talk about like what makes you, and then after that happened, we're like, well, this is it. Everyone obviously wants and needs this thing that we're doing. And that audacity and just, like, is it a delusion of grandeur if it's not delusional? What is a non-delusional delusion? Whatever it is, that's what all of us tonight share. That's what we've all done. In most of our stories, Baltimore was the main character. That gave us this, of course. When I told the story about failure, I talked about how I had tried many times to get Martin Dingy Dang O'Malley to come to one of our shows. He was the worst. He was so rude every time. The rudest. Barbara Mikulski had been to one of our shows, right? She knows what's up. It was one where I swam with a bunch of other pregnant women. We were all pregnant, swimming in one scene together. Big bellies. That was my firstborn child's first public appearance. They went on to be conscripted into water ballet along with their Girl Scout troop 10 years later. And then eventually they directed some scenes. So, yeah. So let me go back. That's kind of how we started. Why did we do it? Because why wouldn't you? Is the question. I don't even understand that question, right? Why wouldn't you? Of course. You would do something weird like this because Baltimore opens her arms at you, smelling like parliaments, not wearing her dentures, and saying, I love that. I'll buy all the tickets, you know? So let's fast forward to 2015. It had been a hard year for Baltimore. Barbara Wilgus and Justin Sabe came up with the idea to do Gold Bloom the Water Ballet. Is anybody? It is beloved amongst fans and swimmers. It just was like a zeitgeist bullseye at the time. Basically, it's about Jeff Goldblum. And he's talking to the ghost of Esther Williams, who's sitting right here right now. It's like an existential journey. So the water ballets are like a musical, where there's a musical number, a segue where you're talking, a plot is being carried forward sometimes. And then, or not, you know, sometimes we really get it. And it's in a public pool. Everyone, you buy a ticket. It used to be only like $10 for way too, I was insistent. I was like, it's only $10. We're not putting the prices up. Jessica's right. Like, how do I do this? How do I tell you how we work? Okay. Basically, it's like a musical. You come to a pool, you see a musical. Lots of bleachers are set up. You come, it's 1,000 degrees or not, or it's pouring rain, whatever. You come and you see it. You get what you get, and you never get upset. So we have done one weekend's performance of Goldblum the Water Ballet. We started off, I think, over at Druid Hill. I think we did the first weekend there. Mad success, like literally 500 people. People were just standing room only, stretched out along the, coming on the wrong side of the pool to see it from backstage. It was crazy. And we just were like, come on, give us $10. You can't see anything, but, and people still came and just wanted to be like part of this amazing, fantastic thing. I had directed two scenes. Each musical number is its own cast, has its own rehearsal schedule, goes to its own pool. We pull the whole thing together the week beforehand and pray. And it always happens. It's never not happened in 27 years. It's always happened. So that year, I had directed two scenes. I also had three young children at the time. I want to know where that woman went. Because I'm not her anymore at all. Anyway. So I had made costumes, because that's what you do. You don't just, like, buy costumes off the rack for a water ballet. You make them. Made them, had this big scene. We did one scene with all adults to, you can't always get what you want, because it was for, what was that movie? You guys know the movie. And then the other one was the kids scene. I was always so dedicated to having a children's scene because the importance of this intergenerational art making is so huge. Fluid Movement has had young children since the very beginning. We restarted doing kid scenes when my kid was about 11. They are now 24. They live alone in Los Angeles. And so we have ended up raising a generation, an actual generation of Baltimoreans who spend a summer in bathing suits, so half naked, at a public pool with people from 9 to 99. All age ranges, all sizes, different body hair configurations, choose your own adventure, all genders, everything. This is a radical place for children to spend some summertime, right? I'm sorry, but yes. So it was always extremely important for me to make this happen. So I decided we're going to direct this scene. Their scene is about Jurassic Park, of course. It's the only thing that makes sense. So we pull them together. Because this was a different lady I was, apparently, I handmade all nine of their costumes. Their water ballet, their handmade bathing suits. I custom made their patterns. R.I.P. Joann's, by the way. Like, anyway, I ordered like a lot of fabric from spandex.com, and it was all these like bright fluorescent, snake skin and dragon scale and stuff, and I pieced together, and some of them had just one leg. Everybody had these gauntlets, which is the thing you'll see in all Fluid Movement shows, because once you're in the water, this is all you see. But if you have stuff on your arms, then that's more costume stuff. And made them headpieces with little frills and stuff. Everyone had a custom one. Tiniest person to, like, 14. And now kids don't mess around. I don't know if you work with young children often or not, but when a kid is in a water ballet, spends most of their summer, they're farting around, they're in the pool the entire time, eating every snack in the world. But when it comes time for them to perform, they are not going out like a chump because they're around all these other adults. They take it deadly serious. It's one of my most favorite things, is watching these kids like they're freezing cold and they're really tired, but they are nailing that move, whether you like it or not. So we had done 1 weekend of shows, fabulous, amazing. We're now at Patterson Park. We're doing the tech run through of our nighttime show. So it's a Thursday night. Nobody's in the audience. This is a run through. This is just for us, just rehearsal, but it's in costumes. We've got a guy there going beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, kind of laying out all the lights. We rent lights. The pools don't have lights. They're not lit. There's no light in the pool. Throwing kids in a dark pool, what could happen? It's fine. Don't worry about it. So the pool has all these lights lined up, and there's a guy who's programming, and he's finding the beats. The kids come out. When you first enter, a lot of time you have your like outside costume on and you do deck work, a little bit of stuff. So they're all dressed like the guy with the barbasol and Laura Dern and all this stuff. And then there's always a transformation cue and they transform into dinosaurs. I think it was to get your freak on, I believe. So it was, don't even, it was the best. So then I think we transitioned into Jungle Love, also extremely appropriate. And they get in the water, they're swimming around, it's looking real cute. Whenever the kids run, the whole cast comes out to support. Now I'm talking about 100 people. 100 people swim. 100 people swim in the end of the show and are in the finale. It is so many people. So there's a huge city of folks under tents, kind of cold. It was nighttime, obviously. These kids have been swimming all day. They're purple, cold, you know, like this, but they are not about to drop out. They're not about to not do this. So they're swimming and they're keeping up and they're going and the guy's pressing the buttons and he presses different colors and he presses one for purple, which is kind of like a black light. So this black light shines across the surface of the pool. Every move is like a diamond in the night show. Just every flick of water is just like gems floating in the air. that purple light hits those day glow costumes I've spent 1 jillion hours making, and the kids glow in the dark. No one had expected this. I did not know that was going to happen. Things don't glow in the dark. Like, it just doesn't. And so everyone watching lost our minds. Went ballistic. So, oh God, I'm almost done. Oh my God. Guys, we're on the road. We made it. So we're all going crazy. The kids are kind of like, what did we do? They got out of the water and they're like, what did we do wrong? And the whole cast is like, you glow, get yourselves. You glow in the dark. So the idea that, like, we've done all this work. We've already done the show 1 weekend. We've put all this together. Everything can kind of be predictable at this point. And yet still, there was a magic thing that nobody knew was going to happen. And it happened. That is the definition of fluid movement. We are fluid movement, and so are you. Come swim this summer. Come see shows. Tell all your friends. And thank you.